So they're not actually thinking operationally about how they might do this and launch missiles on the United States. They know that's the end of their regime.
The end of everything.
It's the end of everything. This entire weapons program is all about survival for Kim Jong-un. He looks out at the landscape, and what does he see? He sees somebody like Gaddafi in Libya, who had a nascent nuclear program, no place close to what the North Koreans or even the Iranians had, and gave it up in 2003. And we said, don't worry. Don't worry. Give it up. We'll integrate you with the West. Come on in, you know. The integration was pretty poor. And then when his people turned against him, the United States, Europe, and the Arab states all came in and bombed him until somebody pulled him out of a ditch and shot him.
Right.
Kim Jong-un looks at that, and he says, not me. And we're going full speed with the program. And the big difference between him and his father is he really is going full speed.
And he's, I mean, you have to give the devil his due. He's been pretty, he's shown a sense of urgency that's paid off.
Urgency, determination. I mean, someday when somebody writes a history of this, it's going to be the history of a dead broke country with, you know, no Silicon Valley to fall back on, that figured out how to steal, beg, hire, and bribe people to build a nuclear arsenal.